So let's review. The Mishnah lists several mitzvahs that can only be done during the day. Zok the Mishnah. 1. Ein karen es ha-Megillah. Reading the Megillah, as the Pasuk says, v'hayavim ho'elen is karen v'nasim. And we infer, b'yoyim in b'layla loy. The reading of the day must be by day, in addition to the reading of the night. 2. V'loy malin. Bris Mila, as the Pasuk says, u'v'ayoyim ha-shmini imoil, it must be performed during the day. 3 and 4, v'loy toivlin, v'loy mezin. A zav, or a tamei meis, cannot immerse in a mikvah until the morning of the seventh day. And the tamei meis is purified by being sprinkled with the mechatos on the third and seventh day, because regarding sprinkling, the Pasuk says, v'hizo ha-tohar ha-tamei v'goymer b'yoyim ha-shvi'i. And regarding immersing, iskish tefila lahazoya. The Pasuk compares tefila to hazoya. 5. V'chein shemeres yoyim k'neged yoyim, loy titfoil ad shetan etzachama. Similarly, a zava who needs to have one clean day can only immerse on the second day after sunrise, because ba'aya svira usvira b'imamehi. She must count her clean days, and this must be done during the day, as the Pasuk says, v'safra Allah shivas yomim. The Mishnah concludes, if any of these mitzvahs were done after daybreak, before sunrise, one fulfills their obligation, as the Pasuk says, v'anachnu oisim b'malocha v'chetzio machziknim b'ramachim v'alois ha-shachar ad seis ha-koychovim. We have a principle, zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. One should perform mitzvahs as soon as possible. Nevertheless, the Mishnah now teaches us that the following mitzvahs must be done during the day, and can be done any time during that day. Zok the Mishnah. 1. Kol ha-yoyim kasha l'kriyas ha-Megillah. The entire day is valid for reading the Megillah, as the Pasuk says, v'hayavim ho'elon is karim v'nasim. 2. U'l'kriyas ha-Halel, and to recite Halel, as the Pasuk says, v'mizrach shemesh ad mevoyoy, from sunrise to sunset. 3. U'l'tkiyas shofar, and to blow the shofar, as the Pasuk says, yoyim teruah yi'alochem. 4. Untilas lulav, and to take the lulav, as the pasuk says, ulkachtem lachem by yoim harishon. 5. Utfilas hamusafin ul musafin, and for the musaf prayer and for the karban musaf, as the pasuk says regarding the karban musaf, dvar yoim bi yoimai. And tfilas hamusafin ki musafin shavir rabbanon, the tfilas musaf was established similar to the karban itself. 6. Levidui parim, for the confession of a communal chatas, because the Yalef Kapara Kapara Miyama Kippurim. A Gzer Shava compares it to the Vidoy of Yom Kippur. 7. Ulevidoy Meiser, the confession regarding giving Meiser, as the Pasuk says, V'yomarta lufnei Hashem Olekecha bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis. And then it says, Ha-yoyim hazeh Hashem Olekecha mitzavcha. 8. Ulevidoy Yom HaKippurim, the confession of the Kohen Gadol over the Parim of Yom Kippur, as the Pasuk says, Ba-yoyim hazeh yichapar aleichem. 9. L'smicha l'shchita, for leaning on the carbon and slaughtering it. L'tnufa l'hagasha, for waving the carbon and bringing it near the mizbeach. L'kmitza u'l'haktara, for separating the fistful of a mincha and burning it. L'mlika u'l'kabala u'l'hazoya, for severing the neck of a bird offering and receiving the blood of karbanos and sprinkling their blood. All these halachas are either parts of the avodah derived from the pasuk by Yoyim Tzavoyseis b'nei Yisrael, or they're compared to these avodahs. 10. Ulhashkoya soita, to give the soita to drink the bitter waters, because asya toira toira, ma mishpat bayoim, afkan bayoim. It's compared to judgment, which must take place during the day. 11. Ularifa soegla, to decapitate the calf for an unknown murder, because kapara ksivba kekodshim. It's referred to as atonement, similar to karbanis. 12. Ultaharas hametzoira, and for the purification ritual of a metzora, as the pasuk says, "Zois tia toras hametzora biyoyim taharasai." The Mishnah continues, "Kol halayla kasha l'ktsiras ha'omer ulhekter chalavim ve'ivarim." The entire night is valid for the cutting of the omer and for burning the fats and limbs of karbanos, as the pasuk says, "Kol halayla ad haboiker." The Mishnah concludes, "Zeh haklal, dovah shemitzvasei biyoyim kasha kol hayoyim." Daytime mitzvahs are valid any time during the day, including sidur bazichin v'siluk bazichin, arranging and removing the spoons of levoina. As Rabbi Yossi ruled, siluk es hayoshana shachris v'sidur es hachadasha arvis ein bekach klum. One can remove the old spoons in the morning and arrange the new ones in the afternoon. Similarly, davash mitzvah say balayla, kosher kol halayla. Nighttime mitzvahs are valid anytime during the night, including achilas psachim, the eating of the Karban Pesach, and it does not need to be finished by chatzos. Hazrun aloch hakoril mafreya. We have Baruch Hashem completed the second perek hakoril mafreya. And in the next shir, we will begin the third perek, HaKoyre Oymeid, Be'ezrus Hashem.